Thank you. It is a real joy, privilege, and an honor to be with you once again. I thank the Lord for His infinite love and His wisdom, His compassion that never fails. He gives peace and joy and satisfaction. He gives contentment on the inside. It's not just a fairy tale. It's not something that I've just thought up. This is something that's real and alive to me. I've had a personal experience in grace, and I'm nothing special. I'm a nobody, and I don't care if you ever know who I am. But I'll tell you, I'm glad to be saved and born again. I'm glad that He had mercy upon me. I'm glad He saw fit to save my soul when I called out to Him. It took an open heart. It took a willing heart. You must come to God willingly. You can't just come to Him when you feel like it, when things aren't going so well, when you need to get something in your life. You can't just come to God expecting something from Him that way. You must come to Him for salvation. Come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Come to Him humbly and repent of your sins. That's all He wants from you. It's not complicated. Jesus paid an awful price for you. The price was His death. He paid the price for sin. He gave His life willingly and freely. Freely He has given, and freely you can receive the gift of salvation. And salvation's plan is laid out before you. It's all up to you. It's not God's fault if you don't get saved. It's not God's fault when things go wrong. It's not God's fault within anything that goes wrong in your life. It's most likely it's you, because I can speak from experience. There were things going on in my life before I got saved, and things that I brought myself through because of my sin, because of the way I was living. Because the first thing that needs to happen to you before you get saved is somebody's got to preach to you. And that's what happened to me. Faith come by hearing. You see, I had to hear that Word of God. If nobody's ever told you that you're a sinner, then how are you going to know you're living in sin? If nobody's ever really preached to you and told you about a Savior who can save your soul and will live inside you and die an awful death for you, if nobody ever preaches that to you, if nobody ever told you about the name of Jesus, then how in the world can you get saved? So somebody's got to tell you that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. How in the world are you going to make it in unless somebody warns you to flee from the wrath to come? You see, God is a God of love and peace and joy, but He's also a God of judgment. And when you reject Him, He has no choice but to reject you out of heaven. You see, it's a two-way street. It's up to you. God is always open. He's always there waiting for you patiently when you hear that Word of God. And that's what I want to bring to you today. I want to preach the gospel to you so that you can hear and know how you can get saved and born again. That's what someone did for me. I heard the Word of God as young as I can remember, all the way up in my teenage years, in my early 20s. I remember hearing the Word of God, going to church and really trying to listen and pay attention. I wasn't all ears like I should have been. I'll tell you, I was just sitting there in church, and I would hear what the man of God would say. And I was there physically, but yet my mind was elsewhere. My mind was on the run. I wanted to live this life. I wanted to run in sin. I wanted to see what this life had to offer. And that's what the young people do today. And even up in their age, people do the same thing. They want to make a name for themselves. They have grand ambitions. They got plenty of things that they want to try and do. And they want to see the world, and they want to experience life. And that's what the devil will tell them. That's what he told me. Why don't you have some life experiences first before you get saved? Why don't you go through this life and have some fun like your friends do before you get saved? Why don't you just wait and be saved and be a Christian later in your life? You see, you got people around you that have been saved, and they're their middle age. Getting saved and being a Christian's for old people. That's what the devil will tell you. That's what he told me. He lied to me. All those years, he was making me to neglect the greatest gift that there ever could be to all of mankind, and that's the gift of salvation. And it is a gift. It's not something you earn, not something you deserve, because I'll tell you, I didn't deserve salvation. For all those years I pushed him off, for all those years that I kept rejecting his word, I kept saying, no, Lord, I don't want to get saved right now. I want to keep waiting. Kept procrastinating, kept pushing it off. You see, I was pushing off the greatest thing that could ever happen. And God could have cut me off for rejecting Him. But I'm so glad that He didn't. I'm so glad people were praying for me. And if nobody's praying for you, I'll tell you, you can push off God and you'll never get another chance to hear His Word. But I'm thankful that His Word sticks with you. When you first get convicted in your heart, that's what it took for me. When people first hear the Word of God, they get convicted, and that's a good thing. You see, if nobody tells you you're a sinner, that what you're doing and how you're living is sinful, if nobody tells you and warns you, you'll never know. You'll just go on your way, and you'll think everything's all right. You'll think everything's lovely. And I'll tell you, that's the way this world is today. People have a conscience. People know right from wrong. But yet, there's nobody to really preach the Word of God to them. This Word is the only thing that can open up people's eyes. Look in the Gospels. Look at what Jesus did. How He was there. His Word, just at His command, He told one man's eyes to be open. And they opened up, and He saw those men as trees, you see. That was His Word, by His commandment. And you look at the waves of the sea, they were boisterous, they were going back and forth, they were clashing up against that boat and that ship they were in. He said, peace be still. You see, at His commandment, He has a power over everything. And I'm thankful that when I called out to Him, He had mercy upon me. When I believed His Word with all of my heart, and His Word was repent or perish, when the man of God would preach and really lay down the gospel to us, you see, I believed it. I knew there was something real about it. I knew that there was something alive in it. I could feel it on the inside. You know, as a human being, just as natural things, you know when somebody's being truthful with you. You can feel it on the inside. And you know when someone's lying to you, you can sense it. You know something's not right. When I knew that that Word of God that He was preaching was real, I could feel it on the inside. It made me feel guilty. It made me feel ashamed because I wasn't living right. But I tell you, I ran against it. I ran away. I said, He don't know what He's talking about. He don't know me. He don't know who I am. But yet, He didn't. He may not. But God did. God was the one that was looking. God was the one that was weighing my life up in the balance. And I was found wanting. You see, God wanted me. He wanted me to get saved. And He didn't push His way on me. He didn't make me get saved. He wants a volunteer person, a volunteer service. He wants you voluntarily to come to Him. He's not going to force His way on you, because there's plenty of people that are unbelievers, and they always will be. There's people that will never believe in God. They're bound up in their minds. The devil has them blinded, and they don't want to see the truth. They can hear the Word of God, and they can read this Bible, and they're confounded every single time, because this Word is spiritually given, and it must be spiritually discerned. It takes somebody that's really saved and born again, someone that's called of God to preach, or someone that is testifying in the Spirit. You see, I'm talking about in reality. I'm not talking about this emotional stuff that's going on right now in churches. I'm talking about someone that's really being living the gospel, not just talking it, not just living it on Sunday morning and live like hell the rest of the week. I mean somebody that's really been saved and born again. Someone that's got the Holy Spirit on the inside to direct them and guide them. Because you see, I could tell people the truth all day until I'm blue in the face. But if God's not in it, it's not going to benefit anyone. So I always want to keep my mind open, my heart open. I want people to know, and I want people to hear about a man called Jesus. I want to tell them always about the Jesus, the Christ, the one that died for them. And if I preach the gospel and preach Jesus, He said, if I'll be lifted up, and if I lift up Jesus' name, then He'll draw all men unto Him. He'll draw you if you let Him. He'll speak to you if you let Him. You can push Him off all you want. And you can continue to push Him off until the day you die. But I'll tell you, when you wake up in hell, you'll regret it for all of eternity. And you'll never cease to exist. Don't let anybody lie to you. Don't let the devil deceive you. Hell is not a picnic. Hell is not a place where you can crack open a cold one with your friends. It is not like that. I'll tell you, the Word of God gives us a grave picture of hell. That rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. He was in torments. And he remembered Lazarus, how he overstepped him, stepped right over that poor beggar day after day. He remembered that. He remembered him by name, you see. He remembered God's man. And I tell you, I'm nothing. I'm not special at all. But if you hear this message and you die in your sins and you go to hell, you'll remember the words that God gave me to speak. And I hate to hear that. I hate that you'd have to go through that in hell over and over and over. All those times that you rejected it. All those times that you didn't want to hear. You see, you'll have to remember those things for all of eternity. And not only the mental anguish, but just the pain of the flames of hell tormenting you over and over and over. And you'll never rest day nor night. But I tell you, there's a better way. There's a brighter future if you're saved and born again. And all you got to do is come to Him. I mean, there is a great reward in heaven for all of those that come to God. I'll tell you, that's not even the half of it. We'll get to see the one that saved us, one that bought us, one that purchased us with his own blood. And all you have to do is the simple part. He did all the hard part. Why don't you look at that in the Bible in Psalms 22, how he suffered for us, how he hung on that cross with every bone pulled out of joint, nails driven through his hands and his feet, brutally beaten beyond recognition, his strength dried up like a potsherd, his tongue clay to the roof of his mouth. He couldn't even utter a word, couldn't even muster up the strength to speak. But at the end there, when he was given his life freely, he said, "It's finished." He cried out, "It's finished." And I'm thankful that he did. I'm glad he finished the work. He did all the hard part, and the easy part is on us. I mean, it's easy as far as all what he went through is concerned. But I'll tell you, all we got to do is come to him just like we are, as sinners. Acknowledge our sin, acknowledge our transgressions, and bring them to him. Say, "Lord, I don't know what to do with my sin. I can't handle it on my own. I can't make it into heaven just by my name only. I can't make it into heaven off my good works. I don't have any good thing to offer. But Lord, I want to offer myself to you. I believe that you died for me. I know that you died for the sins of the entire world. I know you got up the third day. You resurrected. And you brought power over death, sin, and the grave. And Lord, I believe you with all my heart. And Lord, I want to turn from my wicked ways. I'm ashamed the way I'm living. I'm tired of living in sin. I don't want to die in my sin and go to hell. Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner." If you mean that with all your heart and you come to him, when he speaks to you, that's the key. When he's speaking to your heart and he calls your name and says it's your turn, you must come to him at that moment. Be determined. Want it above everything else. Don't wait until later, because that desire will leave you and you'll just keep being more and more callous. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience. God spoke to me many times, and I remember one time it was plain. I was 16 years old, and he said, he wanted me to be saved, and you see, I pushed him off. And I was so calloused over and over and over. I knew I was living in sin. I lived in sin for 7 long years in a row, just living in sin, until God spoke to me one more time and said, "It's your turn." I was 23 years old. And at that moment, I said, "That's right, Lord, I'm coming. I'm tired of living this way. Lord, have mercy upon me." I poured out my heart to him, and he saved me. He gave me an eternal life that very moment. And I still have that eternal life. And he'll give the same to you. Just come to him like you are. Pour out your heart before him. Tell him you're a sinner. Tell him you want him as your Savior. And I promise he'll come right into your heart. And he'll take up his abode. And his Holy Spirit will abide for you forever and ever and ever. And you'll have eternal peace and joy. Come to him like you are. And pray for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen.